T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beautiful morning. Beautiful day for opening day. Should be very interesting over at the ballpark. I believe our very own James Colony is making his way there even as we speak, Ron. But the big question at the top of the show is, how are you?
I'm doing great. I wish we were at PNC Park. It was always fun. We'd do our show next to the Stargell statue on opening day. And, I mean, I think we've done it a couple times when it was about 30 degrees out. And it wasn't very nice. Boy, today would be beautiful to be sitting out there. I wish we were there, Joe. I wish we were there. Other than that, I'm doing just fine. It is a beautiful day. You know, I love this warm weather. My walk this morning was fabulous. I loved it. So I'm in a good place right now.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your voice, Ron. And I think we both agree that the Stargell statue is the best. The best of all local sports statues, not that there's a ton of them, but that's number one in both our books, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I like the Mario one outside of, you know, PPG Paints Arena, but I like the Stargell one best. It is just so huge and intimidating and just captures Stargell so well. You know, I like it better than the Clemente statue, better than the Maz, better than, better than any of them. As you said, it's just tremendous.
The Mario statue had to grow on me. It's brilliant, but I'll never forget the unveiling of the statue. I was there. And when they pulled the cover off it, I had to look 5 times to see what was going on in the statue, which is not something you ordinarily would want. But then upon further review, upon video review, actually personal inspection, it is a pretty amazing statue. But I'll never forget that. They pulled the cover off the thing. I'm like, wait, which one's Mario? What's going on here?
It's a little too cluttered for me, a little too complicated to look at. I agree with you. I mean, it is a magnificent statue. I mean, anything you would have done with Lemieux, he could have been there by himself and it would have been spectacular. It's a little too cluttered for my taste. That's why the Stargell one is just so cool.
Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Do you think that Pomp gets a statue at some point, Ron?
He probably should, sure. He's a legend in town. Bigger than any of the athletes, that's for sure.
And what would he be doing in the statue? Talking to us? Swinging his golf club? What? In a sauna,
probably sitting,
maybe?
Probably sitting out on his patio in his Robinson Town mansion with the wind chimes and, having some eggs and sausage for brunch and something like that.
Well, it's opening day. How do we feel as a town about this? They're going to get a sellout, and I use that in quotes because obviously it's going to be something like 8,000 people in the ballpark, but I believe all tickets are accounted for, the last I heard. And normally this day, I've seen even in the worst of years that there's an excitement abounding, at least on opening day, the home opener anyway. Here, Ron, they're coming off games in which they were giving up touchdowns left and right. It's clearly the launch of a massive rebuild. And I don't know about you, but the vibe around town for me, and when I say vibe, I judge by callers, I judge by people I run into, friends, what I read, see, and hear. It's a mix of dread, of I don't want to watch this team at all, combined with, man, I want to get back out to the ballpark. I want to get back out to the ballpark. Obviously, around 8,000 people felt that way. But, man, it's it's as mixed emotionally as any home opener I think I've seen here, just because of what's happening with the team so far, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the one day you hope you can put that aside. I mean, you got 80 more home games to be miserable about how bad they are. Just hopefully today you can just enjoy the beautiful weather and it's a ball game. You don't have to be at work if you're lucky enough to have tickets. I certainly get the – I mean, people down on them. How can you not be down on them? They've just outscored 30-8 in those three games against the Reds. They give up 10 runs a game in those games. And your 17-1 prediction wasn't too far off the other night. They're a bad baseball team. We knew that going in. We've had it reaffirmed by what's happened to them in the first six games. But today you kind of just hope – you hope you can put it aside. And I've always believed and there should be a rule in baseball that every home team has to win its home opener, you know. It just should be that way, but no guarantees today the way the Pirates are going. But just enjoy the weather. I'm looking forward to the game. I wish we were there, but we're not. But it's going to be a long summer. That one game today isn't going to change that, you know.
Are they historically bad, potentially? Do you think that's within them? Because I actually do, depending on how the season goes, you know, depending on who they trade. They may be historically bad in their current state, let alone if they start dealing guys like Colin Moran who are productive. I'm not going to predict that yet. I'm going to stick to 106 as the loss count. But I think that potential, I think that potential is there.
Think about what you just said. You know, they could be historically bad. You're not going to predict that, but you're going to stick to your 106 losses. Is that not historically bad? That is historically bad. And, you know, I was not one six games ago to believe that. I think I predicted 63-99. But after watching them, Joe, I don't know if I've ever seen a lineup that's worse. I don't know that I've ever seen a rotation that's worse. But I would describe 106 losses pretty much as historically bad.
Well, you know what I mean. That wouldn't even get you in the top. That wouldn't even get you in the bottom 20. I'm talking making a run at what the Orioles and Tigers have done recently. I'm talking 110 or more, or up into the teens. Or I'll clarify for you. Will they make a run at the 62 Mets? Do they have that within them? 40-120.
I don't see that, but you know, after watching these first six games, you know, anything is possible. They're just a really bad team. That lineup that they put out there, and you know, I Charlie Feeney, my mentor, the great Hall of Fame baseball writer for the Post Gazette, always told me, you know, don't criticize or rip a guy for something he's incapable of doing. You know, rip the people for putting them in that position. And, I mean, these guys, just a lot of them don't belong in the major leagues. You know, they're trying their best. They just can't get it done because they're not good enough. And there's just too many of them in that lineup and on that pitching staff that it's just historically bad. I look at 106 as historically bad, but I get your point. I mean, I don't think, you know, I don't know that they're going to set a record. But after these first six, I'm wondering.
412-928-9370. Your thoughts and emotions on opening day here. Home opener, I should say. Home opener, beautiful day, and a team that I think is living down to expectations even after a week. And, man, it's just somewhere in a land far beyond alarming when you watch that Red series. Like, the Reds are off to actually a very good start. I think the best start runs-wise in their team history. But I'm not quite ready to print World Series tickets. Like, I hear it bandied about that, well, they played the Reds. Okay, they played the Reds. What are the Reds going to be this year? We're a week into the season. They look like a decent team. They look like they could be a good team. I'm not picking them to win 106. Are you?
No. I mean, their pitching is what it is. I mean, you know, maybe they had this monster, not maybe, I was going to say, maybe they had this monstrous game because who they were playing the Pirates, right? I don't know that they're going to score these runs against everybody they're playing. No, I'm with you. I'm not going to say they're a great team by any stretch. They got a long way to go to prove that to me. Now, they were a great team this week. Playing the Pirates made them great, but, they're not going to hit like this against everybody, you wouldn't think.
I mean, the Cubs look pretty good playing the Pirates, too. They won 2 out of 3, but look at them now. They come in here 3-3. Moral of the story, I think a lot of teams are going to look really good against this team, you know?
Right,
now we got
right.
Jake Arrieta on the mound today against Tyler Anderson. I don't love that matchup. It's baseball, so anybody can win on a given day, but I don't love the matchup, and I have a feeling almost every night I'm not going to love the matchup, and that's not a good place to start with your starting pitching.
No, I remember Dave Littlefield back in the day. I used to talk to him like before a series or something, and he'd go, man, off the record, he goes, we have a pretty good chance of winning 2 out of 3 this week. I like this guy against this guy as the starting pitcher. I like this guy against this guy as the starting pitcher. This game, not so much. I don't know that I like the Pirates pitching it against anybody when you look at it like that.
Bob in Baldwin apparently wants to talk statues. I didn't expect this off the top. Hello, Bob.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kudos for bringing up the Willie Stargell statue. I think if I'm not mistaken, that was unveiled around the opening of PNC Park. And what an amazing statue that is. I think that captures exactly what the moment, frozen in time, but how we picture a larger-than-life sports hero. And that's like what statues are supposed to do. So I want to agree with you on how great that is, but then also agree with, I think, partly what you guys are saying about the Mario statue. I was at the unveiling, too, and I was just so unimpressed by that picture that they chose to use. I understand the symbolism, but, like a lot of people in the crowd, when it was unveiled, it didn't knock anybody, out of their shoes. You're supposed to celebrate that guy, just one guy, not the backside of two other guys. It's confusing. It doesn't really.
Rich Pilon.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think Richie Pilon brought his kids to see a statue of him because he was so, hey, how many opportunities do you get to show somebody made a statue of you? And technically, there he is. That's fine for Richie Pilon, but, as Pittsburghers, we want to celebrate the magnificence of one guy. It's supposed to be his statue, this moment that we remember in our heads of him. And instead, they chose like a rare, card picture on the front of a trading card that like some people might have remembered. And I know it's a beautiful looking statue when you think of it in context, but it just misses the point. And the Penguins do almost everything right as an organization, but that was one they definitely got wrong with that statue.
Appreciate the call, man.
I can't argue with any of that. I agree totally. It just a little too cluttery for me, Joe. I agree with that guy.
Well, my point was it has grown on me a lot. It's amazing. But would I have chosen that particular scene? No. I mean, the first thing, that he's right. I was there that day. It was a small crowd, so myself and whoever that caller was were two of a few. And the first thing I noticed was I didn't know it was Rich Pilon, but was a giant butt, Ron. That's not a good thing to notice.
Well, there's
the
there's
first
a
thing about a statue.
There's a giant behind in the Stargell statue too. It belongs to Stargell though.
That's
you
true.
It doesn't come any bigger than that butt than Willie's, I'll tell you. But at least you knew who that one belonged to, right?
Well, okay. Now that we're on the topic, we have a Hannes Wagner statue, Franco Harris at the airport. Do you consider that a statue? I do.
I guess I do, but there's something different about it that I don't really, if that makes any sense.
I hear you. I know. It's a giant figurine.
Right.
Which I
right.
guess
it's
would
just,
be a statue.
It's just a little different, that's all.
Well, let's include, for the purposes of this conversation, we'll include him in this. So you have Wagner, Franco, you have Art Rooney on a bench at Heinz Field, you have Maz, you have Clemente, Lemieux, Stargell. Am I missing any?
Isn't Ralph Kiner's hand somewhere?
That's
right?
The best one. It looks like it reminds me of Thing from the Addams Family.
Yeah,
I looked at that thing. the first time I saw it and said, what's going on here? What is that? But that one, yeah, I guess you have to include that.
It's just his hands, that's all.
So after Stargell, what's the best one of those? I would put Mass.
Mass is, I like Clemente's too. I mean, that's a dynamic statue. I like that a lot. But for me, it's not even close, Joe. I mean, it's Willie and then everybody else.
And then everyone else.
That's how much I like the Stargell statue better than any other.
I do like the Chief statue. Do you? Sitting on the bench beside Heinz Field?
Yeah. It makes it look like he's a man of the people, which he was. I like that too. But again, not
very
as
very inviting. I know.
It is.
I hear you.
It is.
But what about the Franco one? I love that one. I've taken photos next to that one, and I think it's just a great welcoming to the city. It's unbelievable. He's sitting there next to George Washington. And you know which one is more popular here.
Well, that's the thing about it. Whether it's a statue or whether it's not, the location. Everybody says like real estate, location, location, location. Where it's located is what makes it so cool. Just because it's located coming into the city, it's the first thing you see when you get to the airport. And, for me personally, I've grown to know and like Franco over the years, gotten to know him pretty well. And, just talked to him, when we did that fundraiser for the Feed the Need, I called him right away. He couldn't wait to come on with us. So when you know somebody, too, I think that adds a little bit to it. So, I have a soft spot for that statue, but I think the location is what makes it really cool.
Anybody missing, Ron? Who should be the next statue? And for all I know, I may have missed one, but that's the list I'm looking at is Wagner, Harris, Chief, Maz, Clemente, Mario, and Stargell. Who would be your choice for the next statue, should there be one?
I'm not sure there should. I would probably say Sid, right? Wouldn't he be a guy you would think?
Yeah, yes.
Down the road. I mean, the Steelers haven't put up any statues. They didn't put up the Franco one. You could argue that Joe Green.
Other than the Chief. Other than the Chief.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But yeah. But you could argue that Joe Green should have one already. He doesn't, so I don't know that the Steelers are going to put one up for any of their Hall of Famers. Ben's not going to get a statue, you wouldn't think. Troy, none of those guys have gotten one. So I would think out of the Pirates.
Steven Nelson?
The Pirates aren't going to have anybody worthy of a statue. So I would think Sid would be the only one.
How about at Heinz Field, since the college team plays there, Tony Dorsett for what he did at Pitt?
Yeah, but he didn't do it at that stadium. But still, you could absolutely do. Sure.
Willie didn't do it at PNC Park either.
That's a really good point. I could live with that. Obviously Dorsett, to me, the greatest running back in college football history. And he played at Pitt, so why not? I could see that.
We agree on that one. I think that would be awesome.
I don't know who makes that decision. I don't know who makes the decision. I don't know if it's Pitt. I don't know if it's the Steelers. It's an interesting thing. Who makes the call to be able to put those up? I don't know.
Good question.
Stadium authority, maybe? I don't know.
Up next, we have a little treat here for you. The Islanders, there's been a big trade, as you know, in the NHL's East Division. They get Palmieri, they get Zajac. Maybe they're the favorites now. We're going to check in with Andrew Gross from Newsday on how exactly that's going to shake out with the Islanders and how this came to be. And maybe take a quick look at the NHL East Division. We have Jim Colony over at the ballpark. We're going to talk to him at the top of the hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.